Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
A new once-weekly insulin for type 2 diabetes by Dr. Paula Diab. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Dr. Paula Diab introduces the new weekly insulin for type 2 diabetes, insulin iCodec, explaining how it works and what you should know when it becomes available. This article forms part of a series that will run throughout the year to address various new breakthroughs in diabetes management. These will focus mainly on medications that are becoming available, different ways of using old medications, new formulations, and new drugs in the pipeline. The purpose is to provide hope as well as meaningful, authentic information. As new medications are often subject to national guidelines as well as scrutinous legislation, I will be conservative in estimates as to when and how drugs may become available. I will also give an indication of cost, but an in-depth analysis of the financial implication is beyond the scope of this article. Please speak to your personal doctor for any further information. Managing type 2 diabetes is a lifelong journey that often involves careful attention to diet, exercise, medications, and, for many, insulin therapy. For people who require insulin, the routine of daily injections can be burdensome and may lead to challenges with adherence and quality of life. But what if insulin could be taken just once a week? A new therapy, insulin iCodec, promises to simplify life for people living with type 2 diabetes by offering a once-weekly insulin injection. This innovative treatment has been generating interest worldwide and, although not currently available in South Africa, is available in Canada, the EU, Australia, Japan, Switzerland and China. Registration in the USA has been delayed due to manufacturing and type 1 diabetes usage concerns. Despite it not yet being available, it's good to be aware of medications in the pipeline and understand how they work. What is insulin iCodec? Insulin iCodec is a new long-acting basal insulin developed by Novo Nordisk. What makes it unique is its once-weekly dosing, a major shift from traditional basal insulins like insulin glargine or insulin degludec, which are typically injected daily. How does it work? Insulin iCodec is a modified version of human insulin that has been designed to release slowly and steadily over time. It binds strongly to albumin, which is a protein in the blood, which helps it stay in circulation and maintain a consistent level of insulin activity throughout the week. Although the dose is higher than that of a daily basal insulin, it's formulated in a way that releases insulin gradually and safely. This ultra-long duration of action supports stable blood glucose control over a full 7-day period. It's important to note that it's only a basal insulin. It helps manage blood glucose between meals and overnight, but it does not replace mealtime or bolus insulin for people who need rapid-acting insulin with food. Who can use it? It's approved for adults with type 2 diabetes who require basal insulin. It can be used in people who are starting insulin for the first time, or as a switch from a daily basal insulin like glargine or degludec, but not for people with type 1 diabetes and not currently recommended during pregnancy or breastfeeding. It may be especially beneficial for those who struggle with daily injections, have trouble remembering to take insulin every day, have busy lifestyles or travel frequently, and those who prefer simpler regimens with fewer interruptions. For many people, switching to a once-weekly injection may improve adherence, confidence, and overall satisfaction with their diabetes care. What did the clinical trials show? Insulin iCodec has been studied in a major global trial program called ONWARDS, which included over 4,000 adults with type 2 diabetes. These studies compared once-weekly insulin iCodec with daily insulin glargine and degludec. The results showed that insulin iCodec was just as effective or slightly better at lowering HbA1c compared to daily basal insulin. People using insulin iCodec reached similar or better blood glucose targets without a high risk of severe low blood glucose or hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia, especially during the night, was low and comparable to daily insulin options. And participants reported higher satisfaction and ease of use with the once-weekly regimen. Importantly, the safety profile was very reassuring. No new safety signals emerged, and most side effects were mild, including occasional injection site reactions. What are the benefits? Well, the benefits of a weekly basal injection may offer just one injection per week, reduced injection burden and improved convenience, effective blood glucose lowering, comparable or even reduced risk of low blood glucose, and high patient satisfaction in studies. What are the downsides? As with all medications, insulin icodec may not be right for everyone. Consider the following. It's not suitable for type 1 diabetes or for people needing quick insulin dose adjustments. Weekly dosing may make it harder to fine-tune your insulin if your needs change quickly, such as during illness, surgery, or major diet changes. Because it's a long-acting insulin, it takes longer to reach a steady state and longer to leave your system, so any dose errors may take days to correct. Mealtime insulin may still be required daily,